How About a Day Out? A play by Phil Johnson, set in Sally's Cafe, featuring the voices of Helen Watson and Rosie Atherston.
Feel so much better now that I've seen the doctor.
And what happened to the idea that doctors were useless? So much for you saying that doctors don't do anything for you these days.
Well, I mean, there's doctors and doctors.
As in all things, there's good and bad. I wonder where we're going with this one.
I've felt better ever since the doctor prescribed me some iron tablets. It's picked me up. He said I was just a bit amoebic.
Sorry? Amoebic? Don't you mean anemic? And which now high exalted member of the BMA did you grace with your symptoms?
Dr. Tulloch.
Not heard of him before. Must be new. Or maybe he's a locum. Why was he so good? What was it about him that has raised his medical profession high again in your estimation?
No, he's not a locum. He's Scottish.
Scottish? And what's that got to do with the price of fish?
Dr. Tulloch, the one I saw, is Scottish. And I'll have you know that Scotland has produced some fine doctors. There was that Dr. Livingston and that Dr. Finlay, to name but two.
Mother, Dr. Livingston was a missionary in Africa. And as for Dr. Finlay, he was on the telly with his casebook, a figment of someone's imagination and someone else's failing memory.
Well, at least he made me feel a little bit better. More like me old self.
Good to hear. Now then, Mother, listen. Look, I've had an idea to book us a day out somewhere. We could both do with a little change. Something to take us out of ourselves.
Oh, what? You mean a little trip or something? Hey, a day at the seaside. Oh, what could be better than that? Just think. Sea air, strolling along the prom, and perhaps a paddle and fish and chips. Oh, just the thought of it makes me happy.
Not quite what I had in mind. I was minded to treat us both to a spa day.
Spa day? Oh, I know, I'm not sure. I mean, isn't that for young girls and women your age? Surely it's not for the likes of me.
You'd be surprised, Mother. When I went on one with the girls from work, there were women your age and older. There were some sights, I can tell you. No, you'd love it. Look, listen to this from their brochure. This gorgeous day of decadence will calm you from the very first minute.
Decadence? Oh, that sounds like orgies. No, I don't think so. I mean, decadence.
No, Mother. Look, listen, there's more. Get ready for a journey of bliss that you can fall in love with.
Oh, that sounds a bit better. I mean, decadence is putting it a bit strong, isn't it? Didn't the ancient Romans do that decadence before their empire collapsed?
There's more. It goes on. From the very first moment, the focus will be on recharging the batteries of life in the most exquisite possible way.
Oh, now that's something I could do with. Recharging the batteries of life. Now that's just what I need. Apart from the decadence, what will we do when we go?
Get you when we go. This all thought. You can have a manicure. You know, make your hands and nails feel and look good. A relaxing facial massage. And even a Himalayan salt massage. And it all ends with an afternoon tea with Prosecco.
Sorry, did you say Himalayan salt massage? I usually make do with a hot bath with Radox. What is an Himalayan salt massage? Sounds like a rub down with grit. No, I don't think so. I want something gentle at my time of life.
It's nothing like that. It's a treatment involving warm salt crystal stones placed on your back. Gentle, warm pressure is all that you feel. It's fine. There's no rubbing and thumping with an overweight masseuse.
All gentle and soothing. And afternoon tea.
With Prosecco.
Oh. Oh, now you're talking. Now I'm looking forward to it already.
Oh, that's lovely. I thought something might grab your interest. It'll be different for you, and not too much travelling. It's only on the edge of town. Spas are very much the new thing.
Oh, I see. A bit like garden centres and farm shops, you mean? They're very popular.
Sort of. As for afternoon teas are concerned, I don't believe farm shops are into Himalayan salt massages just yet. Or garden centres either. But they would have the gritty salt for winter. Mother, how was that for something a bit different, eh? I hope you got something out of yesterday. I know I feel great, and all it would need is something positive from you about it, and that will put the top hat on it for me.
Well, it was a nice day.
Is that all? Is that all you can say?
It was very nice. I mean, I had little idea what to expect. I've never had Prosecco before. But, ooh, that was a treat. I've heard so much about it. I just thought it was for young women. But their secret's out. Then the massage and the manicure and the marvellous afternoon tea. I suppose, all in all, it was really, really nice. With a capital N. All of it. Ta, very much. And the Prosecco. Did I mention the Prosecco? It was the best night's sleep in a long time.
Oh, that's a relief. I mean, would you do it again? I mean, not to make it too regular a habit, but just an occasional treat when we both need a little lift.
Oh, aye, but I've a guilty confession to make.
Oh, yeah.
I'd go back tomorrow.
I don't think so. In a month's time, maybe.
No, tomorrow. We'd better bring them now.
Why?
Well, I think I've left my purse there.
Oh,
I know exactly where I'd left it. Where I had it last. It was on the table during tea, and I was sort of getting...
That purse, whatever next. Leaving that purse behind. That's becoming a little habit we could get rid of.
What will we do with you? Well, I blame the Prosecco. Oh, but it was nice. We get a bottle or two, perhaps. Keep it in the fridge. Just have one handy if we need a lift.
Yes, I suppose so. A bottle for you. It could become the new milk stout. Hey, Prosecco, the milk stout for a new generation.
I like that. You should be in advertising. Milk stout for a new generation. Oh, come on. We've got to get my purse. We'll call at the supermarket on the way back.
Okay. It might improve your memory. That purse of yours, I don't know.